Hey, smart biotech scientists, how are you doing? Happy Tuesday and welcome to this episode of the Smart Biotech Scientist podcast. You may have the next blockbuster molecule in your pipeline, but if you fail to manage to produce reliably sufficient quantities for the clinical trials and the commercial supply, you're risking the success of the entire project. In other words, you may have the most incredible ideas in the world, but if they're not well executed, you're going nowhere. And you know, great firms execute, and great entrepreneurs know how to get the right stuff done. I love what Tom Mokel said: the right mix of planning, monitoring, and controlling can make the difference in completing a project on time, on budget, and with high quality results. And isn't that what we want in process development and scale up? So this leaves us with one question: how can we do that in the uncertain world of bioprocess development scale up? So in today's episode, we're gonna focus on three major things. We're gonna look at on good upfront planning. We're gonna secure the resources from the beginning and evaluate the scalability potential. Are you juggling the complexities of CMC development while trying to enjoy the beauty of biotech? Have you ever wondered if there's a way to simplify bioprocessing? Welcome to the Smart Biotech Scientist podcast, where we're diving headfirst into the very challenges you face. We're breaking it down, demystifying the jargon, and giving you the keys to unlock your full potential. I'm your host, David Brohlman, and I get it. With 15 plus years in the biotech industry, I face the same challenges you do. There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can remove complexity, you can skip trials and errors, deliver without delay your groundbreaking therapy to clinics and market, and still enjoy every single step. Do you want to learn how industry experts and I did it? Grab a cup of coffee and your favorite notebook and pen. Now is the time to take your bioprocessing game to the next level. Let's smarten up biotech. Hey, smart biotech scientists. Welcome to this episode of the Smart Biotech Scientist podcast. In the 1950s, Ford had a great car idea. They spent 10 years and $250 million in research and planning. They were so sure it would succeed. The company named the car after Henry Ford's son. It's no small honor, and it had one entire division of the company devoted to its creation. But if you have never heard of that name of the Ford Edsel, I mean, it's not a coincidence. Ford's team did extensive market research before it released the Edsel, even doing studies to ensure the car had the right personality to attract the ideal customer. But the project failed miserably. Ford Edsel is one of the most spectacular project failure examples in the automotive history. When all this was completed and the car was unveiled in 1957, Ford had missed its chance. The market had already moved on to buying compact cars, which didn't include the Edsel. So the Ford Edsel is the perfect failed project example that emphasizes the importance of speed to market and how even a major brand and product can fail if a project loses its velocity. And isn't today exactly this what we want? We want speed to market in bioprocess development. Poor communication and inaccurate deadlines can slow a project down to the point where it's no longer relevant or valuable, let alone successful. And this is exactly what we want to avoid in CMC bioprocess development. We want to be one of the first movers, and we want our project to be successful. So bad planning can leave you with a sour aftertaste. You say, I could have organized the project better. Oh, you bet. You could have done better. And that's why we are here today. We are learning how to plan a project well, and more importantly, how to execute it well. And just like project management, bioprocess development and scale-up also require meticulous planning, resource allocation, and effective communication. While dealing with complex biological systems, processes, and various stakeholders, the focus remains on achieving the end goal efficiently and on time. And in today's competitive market, many biotech companies are pursuing the same targets. Therefore, it's more important than ever to get into the clinics quickly. So, in today's episode, we're going to focus on three major things. We're going to look at good upfront planning. We're going to secure the resources from the beginning and evaluate the scalability potential. So, paying ultimate attention to areas like resource availability and utilization, ensuring project workers are working to capacity and the best of their ability creates more accurate project timeline estimations and stops the project from dragging. So, in other words, we need a solid project plan. When you've successfully written a project charter and identified your key stakeholders, you're ready to turn it all into a full-blown project management plan that's going to knock your project sock off. Your project charter is the high-level vision for your project, okay? Your project management plan is where you go deep on the ins and outs and overs and unders of your project. You break this down, for instance, into the actual day-to-day execution of your project, covering everything you need to do to reach your project goals. And a detailed project plan will plot out everything from timelines to budget, resourcing to deliverables, and more, giving you a blueprint of what needs to get done and when that you can use to guide and assess your impact. So, what are the major elements you need to include in your bioprocess CMC development planning? Well, first of all, you need to start with the why. The why is your big picture. Then you look at the what. The what are the deliverables, the scope, and the expenses, or in other words, the cost of your project. You want to be defining also the when, which means that you want to define the start date and the end date of your actions. Number four, you're going to define the who. So, who are the people who will do the work? Who are these people and when are they going to do it? And finally, the how. How you will reach the objective you have defined. And smart biotech scientists, behind every great project, there is much preparation. And as the project manager, or in other words, the tech transfer leader, or the scale-up leader, the process development manager, you'll have a myriad of things to keep track of at any given stage. Your project plan helps you to take out the guesswork by showing you exactly what you need to be focusing on each step of the way, where your resources and attention should be going, and what you need to be looking out for to ensure things don't become overdue or, even worse, over budget. The work you do upfront in creating a project plan will stand to you throughout the project's life cycle, okay? Allowing you to direct your efforts 100% on delivering results, not scrambling to figure out what you should be doing next. So you may be wondering, what are the benefits of such a detailed planning? Well, let me give you five benefits. First of all, good planning gives your project a baseline to work with. Good planning creates project alignment and removes confusion. It fully outlines the scope of the project. It allows for better resource project management, and it builds confidence in your project. Isn't that what we want? So, before you start doing detailed planning, there are five things you must know. Number one, identify the baselines for your project. So before you begin writing a project plan, you need to make sure you have the basics down. Start by identifying the baselines for the project scope, the schedule, and the cost, as the rest of your project planning will need to fit in around these constraints. You should already have roughly outlined these baselines in your project charter, if you've done the homework. But here is where you start to map them out and create accurate estimates. And you know, the more detailed, the better, because these are what you'll be using for comparison to measure how your project performs. Number two, identify your project dependencies. Ask yourself, what needs to happen before this other thing can happen? Identifying your project dependencies at the outset of your project means you can plan your timelines more efficiently and spot potential blockers upfront, and ensure that you avoid unnecessary delays. Number three, identify project stakeholders. And that's a big one, scientists, because we tend to think technology, science, and most of all, science, right? No, as scientists, we tend to forget the people factor. So listen, many projects fail because the project leader neglects stakeholders' interests and requirements. Let me repeat that. That most of the projects fail, not because of a technical issue or scientific one, it's because the project leader neglects stakeholders' interests and requirements. So effective stakeholder management is instrumental in facilitating clear communication, aligning expectations, and fostering positive relationships. And that's even more important today as we are working around the globe in different cultures, even sometimes speaking different languages. This can substantially lead to enhanced project outcomes, including timely delivery and improved quality and increased stakeholder satisfaction. The influence of key stakeholders cannot be underestimated. Their decisions have the potential to make or break your project. Hence, it's absolutely essential to have a well-structured plan to identify their needs and engage with them effectively. Your stakeholder management plan should play a pivotal role in your overall project planning strategy. The fourth point is identify project milestones. What are the key markers of your project's progress? It can be a concrete deliverable, the end of a phase in a stage gate process, for instance, the end of phase one, the end of phase two, whatever milestones make sense to you, breaking your project down into manageable chunks, each with a defined goal, helps to keep the team motivated, and it allows you to celebrate each achievement and signposts how the overall progress is coming along. And finally, number five, identify roles and responsibilities. So once you start to get a big picture understanding of the needed work and the resources you have to complete, you can start deciding who should do what. Giving each item an owner is essential to getting things done. Because if you don't, and you may have experienced that I have, if it's not clear, chances are that people won't do it because they think somebody else is going to do it, right? So that's why we need clear roles and responsibilities, because that's when we have no more, oh, was I supposed to do that? Once you identify who is responsible for what, you can ensure accountability and transparency. Hey, smart biotech scientists, that's a wrap for today's discussion. We're continuing our conversation on project management on Thursday, and please come back because I'm gonna give you three bonuses to take your project even to the next level. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let me know what you think about project management, your experiences, your thoughts. I love hearing from you. Just send me an email or you can reach me on LinkedIn. I look forward to hearing from you and I see you on Thursday. All right, smart scientists. That's all for today on the Smart Biotech Scientist podcast. Thank you for tuning in and joining us on your journey to bioprocess mastery. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. By doing so, we can empower more scientists like you. For additional bioprocessing tips, visit us at smartbiotechscientist.com. Stay tuned for more inspiring biotech insights in our next episode. Until then, let's continue to smarten up biotech.